What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 111. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about the risk and severity of C. diff infection with patients who take PPIs, answer the drug information question, will IV fat emulsion work for cardiac toxicity caused by liposomal bupivacaine, and share a resource some of you can use for polishing up your CV. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode111. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. Shout out to Pharmacy Jen for leaving a review on my book, A Pharmacist's Guide to Inpatient Medical Emergencies, at Amazon. Jen wrote, I wish I had this book when I started to respond to code blues in my hospital. Even though I've been going to codes for a while, this book has been super helpful. Each chapter gets right to the point and contains practical information about what a pharmacist can do to help at a code or rapid response. Thank you, Jen. The article I'd like to talk about in this episode is titled Risk and Severity of Hospital-Acquired C. diff Infection in Patients Taking Proton Pump Inhibitors. The lead author is Paul Lewis, and this was published in Pharmacotherapy via their Early Access Program, July 2016. The author sought to compare the rates and severity of hospital-acquired C. diff infection among patients taking proton pump inhibitors with those not taking proton pump inhibitors. The study was a retrospective single-center cohort study in a tertiary community hospital. Over 17,000 patients who had received a PPI during hospitalization were compared to over 24,000 patients who had not received a PPI. A total of 65 patients, or 0.38% in the PPI group, had hospital-acquired C. diff infection, but only 14 patients, 0.058% in the control group, had hospital-acquired C. diff infection. Severe C. diff infection occurred in 36 patients, or 0.21% in the PPI group, but only 8 patients, or 0.03%, developed severe C. diff infection in the control group. So the unadjusted relative risk is what was reported in this study. And for developing C. diff infection in the PPI group, the relative risk was 6.46. And then the unadjusted relative risk of developing severe C. diff infection in the PPI group was 6.27. Now, the authors also reported the unadjusted relative risk of developing severe complicated C. diff infection in the PPI group. It was 15.3. The authors concluded PPI use was associated with an increase in both the rate and severity of hospital-acquired C. diff infection. Now, the relative risk increases for hospital-acquired C. diff infection with PPI use from this study are alarming. It is true that the absolute risk of hospital-acquired C. diff infection in patients in this study was very low. But when PPIs are only being used for symptom relief, I think this risk is unacceptable. The study was single-center, retrospective, and only reported unadjusted relative risk. It should be confirmed across multiple sites or maybe by meta-analysis before routine practice is changed, even though I think we should plan for what should be done if and when this study is confirmed. Do you think we'll begin to automatically discontinue PPIs in patients when they're admitted to the hospital? Let me know in the comment section of the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode111. The drug information question for this episode is, will IV lipid emulsion work for cardiac toxicity caused by liposomal bupivacaine? My answer was, I have no idea, but I would try it anyway. Now, this question came up in the Pharmacy Nation Slack group. I was unable to find any literature in PubMed to support using IV lipid emulsion for cardiac toxicity caused by liposomal bupivacaine. But the trouble with bupivacaine toxicity is the alternatives to using lipid emulsion are either ECMO or death. So for this reason, I would try using IV lipid emulsion in a patient with cardiac toxicity from liposomal bupivacaine. And the resource I'd like to share on this episode are the CV review services provided by ASHP and ACCP. Both of these organizations allow student and new practitioner members to submit their CV for review by one or more experienced practitioners. ASHP's CV review service is opening from August 17th to September 7th this year, and feedback will be provided by October 19th. ACCP has made their CV review service available year-round. Feedback is provided within 14 business days. I encourage all of my students that are thinking of applying to residency programs to utilize these review services. Listeners can support the show when they shop using my link to Amazon. It will cost you no extra money, and I will receive a small commission from Amazon. Just bookmark and use my link, pharmacyjoe.com/shop, to take you to Amazon each time you shop. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.